Blog Talk Radio.
To the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network, the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Radio Show on Block Talk Radio, and the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network. Before we get into it, we have a caller that called in already. We're going to get to him. We also going to get to my calls, but I need to get this off right now. As you know, we've been exposing both Hunter and Joe Biden, the Biden Crime Syndicate, for months and a number of years, actually. And we've got to read off a couple of things because we got that to rights. First son, Hunter Biden, warned a Chinese business associate back in 2017 text message that Dad Joe and his political allies would make certain, make certain, and that's a quote, that you'll regret not following my direction. And that's a quote. While negotiating a six-figure business deal. On July 30, 2017, in WhatsApp missive from Hunter to Henry Chow, a CCP businessman, a communist holocaust, if you want to call that, revealed to the House Ways and Means Committee last month by, and us over a period of time, that the IRS supervisor agent, Gary Shoffley, had made public Thursday. Now, this is very important because here's the quote, and this is from the text. I am sitting here with my father, that's Joe Biden, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled, Hunter Biden wrote, Shao, the director of Harvest and Management, according to Shapley. This is also from his laptop from hell as part of the emails, texting that's been going on. Quote, tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand, and now means tonight, the now 53-year-old went on, as Hunter Biden. And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Shank, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me, that's Joe Biden, and every person he knows, and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father, Hunter Vieira, to conclude the stunning message. That is extortion. That is bribery. That is extortion. That's a treason. That is a felony. That's jail time, prison, and hanging. That's what he has done. Both Hunter and Joe Biden and the Biden crime family, including his father, and they got like 14 or 15 other people involved, including Hughes Shell Corporations, LLCs, including 2 or 3-year-olds a member of his family, to high funds, millions and millions of dollars. This is bigger than Watergate. This is the biggest crime in the history of this country for a president, an MVP at the time, or just getting out of being a VP because of 2017. But he was using his political offices and his connections to get monies, extortions and stuff. And this is with China now. This is not the one with Zelensky and Burisma and Ukraine and stuff like that. This is stiff. That's another $5 million for the big guy and $5 million to Hunter. This is a big-time crime syndicate, big-time treason, big-time extortion, big-time bribery, and he has to go. And this is very, very important. So we need to continue to do that. Okay, now let me bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am good. Great day, great weekend, and everything is great. How are you?
All right. We had somebody come in the chat. We walked out after we took care of the Biden stuff. Maybe a troll, maybe not, but we said we were going to do it,
maybe,
and we're going to continue to do
it.
Hold it.
Maybe it was a Biden family member.
Could be. Truth 99 joined the conversation and left. But that was in the Biden's in the
Who's
chat. Well,
on
that's
the
fine.
Phone?
Mark. Mark, before we put you
All
on,
right,
make sure you...
In.
Yeah, make
no.
sure that...
Lemon
yes.
chill.
Okay. Turn the volume down on your radio. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I got the volume down. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we're fine. No echo.
Okay, good. Yeah, the reason I'm calling is when is Garland and when is this, Sotomayor going to be arrested? That's a good question. I want to know those answers. When
okay.
these chief moves,
I don't know about Sotomayor.
You
know,
but
know about...
also, when you get rid of Biden, you got rid of Kathleen Harris, too, as well. So
yeah,
when these
yeah,
people get,
yeah.
when...
Kamala
Do you
Harris.
Think these people are going to, ever going to be in jail or incarcerated at all, or are going to, what's
the,
going to
the
happen?
The process is starting. The process is starting tomorrow
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, I know. We only got a year left, though.
Yeah, tomorrow morning, the impeachment. McCarthy announced they're doing an impeachment process on Garland tomorrow. So that's number one. Garland. That's number two is that there's four different impeachment
so
processes.
So
there's four different processes, impeachment process. There's four different what they call impeachment process. One has been tabled into the committee. Another three is on the floor. One has already been into the, and handed to the Senate. Senator Cruz has got received it, and the trial starts this week on Biden on one of them. So that Senator Cruz announced that earlier today, that he is receiving the impeachment from the House to the Senate to bring on
sounds
the floor
like
to
stalling.
Stop the trial.
It really does. It sounds like stalling to me. It's like never
it's not.
The guy
it's
election.
Not. It's a process. It's a process. There's no one believes that Biden will be around for November 2024, November 5th, 2024. No one believes that. They're trying to groom Gavin Newsom right now. They're trying to see if he could groom in there. Most likely,
Gavin
Robert
is,
Kennedy.
You got a comrade gruesome Newsom's going to run for president. That's for sure. He's going to run.
Yeah, well, they're grooming him right now because they know Biden is gone. It's there. He's done. Biden is definitely done. Kamala Harris is done. Right now, Trump is speaking in Michigan. As we're speaking, well, we're on our radio show, Trump is right now speaking before 5,000 in a hall that's catered to 3,000. They got 5,000 in there in Oakland, Michigan, at the Lincoln Day dinner over there that they have. And he agreed to speak, and he's there. And they have, so they have 5,000 in and about 10 to 15,000 outside on TV screens to see him in Michigan. And yesterday.
And he's got a rally next week. You know that, right? He's got a rally next week. Yeah. Next week,
yes.
I think. Or the weekend after.
I don't remember. But he's got plenty of stuff coming around. He is doing
I know
some
he's got
stuff all over.
This, he's got stuff coming up this coming weekend. Or the weekend after, know that he's got a rally in this coming in June. In June.
Yeah, he was just in Washington D.C. yesterday at the Faith of Freedom conference over there, and they had thousands inside, they had thousands outside, but you know, and he did really great. He doubled the lead. Since the so-called sacred diamond over DeSantis, he's up by anywhere from 30 to 50 points over DeSantis, and he's up by double digits over any Democrat at this point.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a
good.
Big thing. Don't forget, people, that Sound of Freedom is coming out July 4th. That's a true story on human trafficking. And about a young by someone who quit being working for the government and decided to rescue kids who have been human trafficked.
Also, don't forget too, we got Indiana Jones coming on June this month too as well. This coming on the 30th. That's on Friday, May 30th. There's going to be Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah,
a new one.
Yeah, I know, but that's not what they did. They're supposed to be. Reversing his back thing to get to the future, something in that nature, and that's what this story is. If you look at some of the scenes that they did, the trailers, it goes over a lot of his other movies. Don't forget the guy, Harrison Ford is like 80 years old.
Almost 80. He's 70. He's 77, I think.
So
he's
so there's a lot of things. He used to do his own stunts. He doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
So we actually did pretty good here. Oh, by the way, did you see what Trump did yesterday he mocked Chris Christie yesterday. He said when he talked about this, the guy speaking to earlier this week on Faith of Freedom got pulled off the stage. That was funny.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. It was.
Yeah. By the way, he did one something else. He said the indictment that the diamonds that's coming down on him all the time says it's a badge of honor because he's fighting for the people.
Yeah, it is.
And,
yeah, the more stuff they throw out there, the more he's attacking right back is what he's doing. So it's great because it's being exposed. He's actually exposing the corruption. I mean, what they're doing, do as I say, not as I do, what the government's doing right now. And I want to know when the FBI is going to get in jail. When are we getting rid of the FBI? When is this going to happen? Good question.
They're working on it, but you're dealing with the swamp and the things up, it is really
I understand
hard.
The process, but we're getting, the American people are getting getting peed over with this stuff because it's taking too damn long. They want actions now. I mean, this stuff should have been done weeks, months ago, not now or the summer. Give me a break.
What's going on?
Taking too damn
on.
Long, guys. They're milk. I think they're just trying to milk this damn thing so we can get an election and then try to rig the election again.
That's one of the reasons why they were going to have an August 14th date for the thing in Miami, and then this guy Smith He decides, he says, it's too soon. He goes to defense, doesn't have time to prepare. That's a lie. He wants it in December. The judge says, well, how about this? Let's dismiss the case out of the hand, and she's going to throw it out in the next few days.
Also, don't forget, George Soros' son's taking over now. You know, he got George Soros' son taking over.
Yeah, because
George Soros' father,
Alex.
Alex Soros, his son is.
We already have a beat on it. Mossad and the number Interpol and a bunch of others all after all of the Soros and he family.
And now
they're
got,
going down.
Now remember BLM. Now we got BHL. Black Hair Matters. Now we got this. Now I mean, come
Black Hair Matters.
When are they going to get this up? When are they going to stop this crap? And it also with Riley too.
But
as
they
well,
don't
you
wear
know,
real
got,
hair.
Got,
they
got,
wear
these...
wigs.
You got these homophobe queers, homosexuals going on ladies' bathrooms now, trying to be sex gender. What the hell is this about?
Yeah, and they said that they want to have reparations too. They're slaves too. They said they say the LGBTQ people are slaves. But I want to congratulate the vets on the NHL for telling the LGBTQ people to go scratch, and as of the next season, there will be no more pride or
also,
any kind
also,
of gation.
Women's LPG too as well. Women's golf, professional golf. They said the same thing too. Go pound sand. They told me go pound sand. Leave us alone. Leave the women alone. Women have. I mean, I believe in women's rights. I really do. Women. I mean, you got. I put this in the bathroom. Balls or no balls. You know. If you guys want to have sex gender, then you go to the bathroom. Balls or no balls. You know. That's what you look for. Look for the signs as balls or no balls. Or how about prince or princesses? You know. I mean, give me a break. Right. I mean. I'm tired of sex gender crap. I'm tired of this homophobe, homosexual, queer, faggot, these left wing radicals who are trying to push themselves on being sex gender in a bathroom. No, it's homophobe, queers, and homosexuals, guys. Is what it is. So stop it. So stop it, faggots. Stop your rhetoric. Stop your agenda. We don't like it. Women have rights. They belong in a bathroom. If women have the breasts and men have genitals, then you go to the balls. The women go to the women go to the no balls bathroom. So there you go, guys. I try and make it politically incorrect. Trying to make it simple enough for the liberal homophobe queers of Disney. Stop this. I mean, I'm tired of seeing princes with beards.
Yeah, Disney lost almost a billion dollars this year. Disney lost tons of money. They lost over $1 billion so far this year.
I know they have.
Target lost tremendously. They're in trouble. You know, and they're just trying to business.
I want to see a Walt Disney back. I want to see
Walt Disney's rolling over in his grave right now for seeing what is going
sure
on
he is.
With his companies. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure
you
he
know.
Is.
By the way,
you know
I
want to
make
this.
It real simple. I'm going to make it real simple. If you're born with a penis, you're a boy, you're a man, and you go to the men's bathroom. If you're born with a vagina, you go to the women's bathroom, not in between. Any male that goes into a woman's bathroom will be arrested on the spot, and that's how it goes.
Damn pedophiles.
Grimes, you know,
I'm sick of them.
Yeah, Grimes. And women's sports, you know, and his descendants went after the left on that.
Exactly.
And so did, the House did too. Look, the biological male cannot be in a woman's sport. The biological male has to be in a men's sport. Every woman should be quite upset. Anyone that works, especially these young ladies that work all these hard, so hard to train to go and do things first in high school and in college and then in the Olympics and stuff, and get beat out by a biological man after all the stuff they work hard on, that's not fair to them. That's cheating, and it's also a crime. It's got to be a crime. And both DeSantis and Trump both announced that it will make it illegal across the country. They need to make sure that women are allowed to play in women's sports and men to be allowed to be in men's sports and not mix them up. It's not fair to all the people that trained hard to win to get defeated by someone that's dressed up.
Women's beach basketball, women's softball, leave women alone. Leave the women alone, guys. Just leave them alone.
Let them enjoy their
sports. I mean, come on. What's wrong with that?
Talking about volleyball, there's a transgender biological man dressed as a woman in a women's volleyball team, spiked the ball, hit another woman on the other side of the netting, and hit her straight in the face with that spike ball and broke her nose. And now there's criminal charges against the biological man, which it should be, and the coach and stuff, this lawsuit's pending. You cannot have that. And there's cases, and all this type of stuff, there's cases going on. One of the cases trying to force graphic design to build a website for a gay business or a gay couple, it's in the Supreme Court. The decision will be released either Tuesday or Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, that's part of it, along with the affirmative action case is also going to be, and the election cases is going to be released this week.
That's good. At least ask something. At least can the Supreme Court rule on this? Good question.
They expect to eliminate affirmative action this week. They're supposed to side with the graphic designer this week, which is one of my people because it's a lie to friend of Freeman
attorneys. Yeah, I was wondering, too, when they get rid of Planned Parenthood once and for all, because right now Planned Parenthood, they're doing abortion stuff now. They're doing all this crazy abortion stuff that's, you know, it's amazing. They actually had, it was Harris Faulkner. I watched her on Thursday, and there was a woman had an abortion, and a child survived it three days after the abortion was done, but the kid still survived. But the kid had too many the baby had too many side effects from trauma from the abortion. It passed away. So if we're in torture, guys. You
okay,
don't realize it. Abortion is torture. It really is.
It
is. Abortion is torture. We need to stop Planned Parenthood in their tracks now.
Okay. There's one thing I'm involved with that, the law. Back in January, the House of Representatives passed a law called Born Alive Survivors Protection Act. That's 2023. That's Born Alive Survivors Protection Act of 2023. It was passed in the House back in January. It's sitting in committee in the Senate. It's called Bill S-204.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the Family and Alliance Defending Freedom and a couple other groups out there that's actually a student, and also Kirsten and Students for Life. They're all working in conjunction to protect these babies. Call your senators. Get this on the floor and vote to protect these babies. What they do is if a baby is if they have an abortion and the baby survives the abortion, what they do is they leave it on a cold metal table. And to let him scream and kick until he dies, and then they toss it in the garbage. That's how, and I urge everyone to go to Students for Life on their website. And if anyone calls for you to focus on the family, Students for Life, Life to Friendly Freedom, or any of those Heritage Foundations, and give them, help them. Give them a donation if you can, and go and do their thing, because it is very important. And I'm telling you right now, once the people learn that what these doctors, these killers are, and that's what they are, they're killers, they're not doctors. Doctors are there to protect the innocent, not to kill the babies. And that's what it is, it's murder. And so that's what they're doing. And so I urge everyone to get involved in that, especially go to Students for Life on their website and see what's going on. Get involved. Call your senators. Get them to get the vote on the floor so we can get this law passed so we can actually get protect these babies because they are babies. And I'd like to thank Focus on the Family for doing a commercial. Yeah, I know you're seeing it on Newsmax and maybe a couple other channels where they start with looking at what they call a fetus, 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 and then a little kid goes over to the mommy and says, that's a baby. And it is. It's a baby. Life begins at conception. What's inside a woman is a baby growing and developing. That is a baby. That is life. That is precious. Life begins at conception.
Life.
And that and that is important, you know. So that's a big thing there. Now, go back to Trump. Trump was also in the speech yesterday, and I think he's doing it today in Michigan. He calls himself the peacemaker because he said that within 24 hours, he could have a peace between Russia and Ukraine. You know, and he said he could do it in 24 hours because he says he knows them both and he could fuck a piece right there. Just sit down on the table and get the piece right there. And he could do it in 24 hours.
Right.
He also said...
And you talked about,
that,
you just mentioned Ukraine. Russia is losing the war right now with Ukraine right now. They took out half their... Ukraine took out half their military from Russia now. So we're winning war, guys, finally, but... It took almost a year to do it.
Yeah, but don't forget, Ukraine military, it goes back many years, and there is a lot of Nazism in Ukraine. Yeah, there's a lot of Nazi-type people in Ukraine. And that type of stuff. So you got all that stuff. But Zelensky is Jewish, and so it's very hard to try and attack him as being a Nazi when he's Jewish. It doesn't make sense.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, but in the meantime, we should not just do a blank check either into Ukraine. We need to know where the money's going. Now, you got the oligarchs.
China and North Korea, too, now. That's a big problem. We're going to have World War III if we're not careful, guys.
Well, I'll get to that in a second. China
and Syria
as far
and
as,
Iran.
Right. But right now, what happened in Russia yesterday was unique with this Wagner Group. This Wagner Group is worse than Putin. This group here is responsible for a lot of action that went on in the last several years around the world, the terrorist organizations and stuff like that. They're a paramilitary group, militia type thing, and they're very, very bad people. But they were close friends to Putin, but something happened and they went in. Now the guy, he is now in Belarus, but you know what? Don't trust everything you see in here. I think that's just a reorganization. In the meantime, Ukraine can take advantage of this stuff, but we'll see in the next 2-3 weeks what goes on there. Now, as far as China's concerned, again, Trump was right about that. He warned that Xi is very smart. He knows what he's doing, and he takes advantage of a weak guy in Biden. And Biden is also owned by China. With all that money, we started off with the deals that he did, the extortions and the bribery and all the play for pay and all that stuff. That's why Biden allowed the balloon to come across. that he's in the pocket of Xi. He's corrupt. He's treasonous. And now you got Chinese military bases in Cuba, which is just 90 miles away from Key West, about 130 miles away from where I'm sitting right now. Here it takes.
Correct.
So
that
and that's
correct.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
We had the Cuban Missile Crisis back in the 60s, 62, and Kennedy was strong enough to do it.
And don't forget, we got Chinese farmers popping up in Kentucky now. You know that, right? We got Chinese farmers in Kentucky. How in the hell we get away with this crap?
All right, because they're buying land. They had down in the Midwest, but the farmers out in the Midwest took care of that. When you see what
happened in
Kentucky.
Now also biological food now too. What do you think of this? What do you think of this crap?
Yeah.
Biological food.
Yeah, no, artificial turkey. Artificial chicken.
Yeah.
Laughable, yeah. Because and they're putting in the vaccine for COVID and some of this stuff.
Who knows what they're doing? I have no idea. Agenda 21?
Agenda 21.
Is that right?
Yes. Yep. It's part of Agenda 21. This goes back years. We exposed it. Scarlett and I exposed it back in the day when we, about 2010, 2011.
We did it on my program too. You and I talked about it 10 years ago, a decade ago. We talked about this.
Yeah, a decade ago. You know, and
what I posted back up a decade ago, is now coming true. It's amazing. It's incredible. I didn't think what I did 10 years ago was going to be this effective. And now we got also church. The church now is now going to Christian rock bands. So it's more about the music than it's about the message now across the world.
It's more than that. It's
crazy.
It's the fact that they're caving into the woke type thing. But it's woke and transgender stuff like that and the gay shit. And because the Pope is a communist.
Congregation, right.
He is a communist, more simple. And it's showing. And that's what they want to do. But according to a lot of people inside the Vatican and elsewhere, it's not going to go anywhere. It's a process that they have to do. And in order for this to happen, and it's not going to work.
It'll go away, hopefully. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I'm praying. I really am.
Like Trump said, this country is on the edge of tyranny because Biden is a dictator. That was funny when Biden called Xi a dictator he is the dictator, too.
He did say that.
But, talking about... there's a bill in Congress by Marjorie Taylor Greene called Protect the Children's Innocent Act. Protect Children's Innocent Act is called. It makes it a felony, illegal for any doctor or anyone that does transgender surgical process from pupil blockers to surgical stuff to removing breasts and penises from little kids and stuff. You know, it's a felony. I think they should call it a death penalty. I think any doctor that does harm, doctors are supposed to do harm, but they're doing harm. People at 2,
like
3, 4, 5 years old.
The one on lab, too, especially. God, who knows what they're going to do with that one on lab, because they're still using the facility for going knows what.
They finally admitted that they're experimenting with different type of viruses and stuff. It's a chemical weapons lab. They finally admitted. They also tied it to, and there are criminal charges against a number of people. And this also goes back to Obama, another one, Obama and Biden and stuff, and kickbacks and all that stuff. And Zuckerberg. By the way, talk about Zuckerberg. How about Zuckerberg versus Musk? Elon Musk in a cage match.
Well, I heard about Zuckerberg and Marks and Musk in a cage match. Yeah, I heard about that down in Silicon Valley.
That's funny.
I think Musk is going to win.
Yeah. You know what? And AEW said they'll take it on. Tony Khan said they'll take it on any time if they want to do it. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I urge all listeners to not only to focus on S204 and the standard to protect the babies, but also protect Children's Innocent Act and call your congressman as well as senators to get that law passed.
Yeah, build the damn wall, guys. Do that. I mean, God, we got so many problems in this country. That, like Donald Trump said, this country's going to hell in a handbasket. It's going to hell. That's what he said. This country's going to hell. He's right about that. He's actually correct. Donald Trump is right. This country's going to hell.
Also, good news for Trump. McCarthy announced that they are going to vote to expunge both of his impeachments. It's going to be taken away off the records. They're expunging the record this week.
Right. We knew that's going to happen because of what Garland did was weaponize the DOJ. You can't do that, you know.
Why he's being impeached this week. Him and his son and stuff. They're looking at jail time, if not treason charges and death.
Right.
All these people that create Biden, all these people involved in the Biden crime syndicate and
the
cover up thereof
syndicate
is going to face treason charges. They'll be tried,
right,
and then they'll be executed straight down the line. Everyone from Biden to Obama to Hillary, all of it, the weapons, the evidence is there. Every one of them is going down. You got to see a clean slate of the left-wing Democrats and all that stuff. You're all going to see them disappear. They'll be caught, tried,
it's
and executed.
It's been overdue, that's for sure. It's overdue, guys.
And some rhinos.
30 years.
And some,
30 years
and some
of this
rhinos.
Crap. 30 years.
Yes.
It's been going on for 30 years, and they finally got their way. How about that?
That's it. Trump goes and got starvation, buying the most corrupt president in the history of this country. Also has been attacking Christians. We kind of put it on it. If you believe in the Bible, you're being arrested. If you go fight for your teachers, to your students and your families, fight for family rights. If you're going to go into schools and you want to fight for your kid to be part of the curriculum,
you'll
that's
be arrested.
In there, and stand up, you could be arrested. This is weaponized. This is what Biden weaponized, all this stuff. This is Christians
absolutely.
And the Jews and everything
evil.
Else.
It's pure evilness. It's just like the Roman Empire. You know, think about what's happening. And think about Joan of Arc. Joan of Arc, she preserved. She went after Muslims. She's a Christian woman. She actually went after the Muslims. She went after the bad guys. That's what she did. And did she get prosecuted?
Uh-huh.
You bet she did.
Yeah, so that's a big thing there. Also, Trump announced that he is one of the first things he's doing when he gets back to the White House is to follow up the law in Section 212F. That's 212F. That's the immigration and natural.
And Title 9, too, as well. He's going to do Title 9, too. He's going to enforce Title 9 again because women belong in women's sports. And men belong in men's sports. There's no sex gender. That's gone.
Right.
They'll be thrown out.
What he's doing is Section 212F. That's the immigration and natural.
Build the wall, exactly. He's going to continue doing
Act,
that. Yes.
Which he's going to use that to kick out every communist socialist and in the country.
And he's going to use ICE to do it too. He's going to use the law to actually go after them. And hopefully we'll break up the FBI finally. You know, this bar.
Now,
let's
tell you something. Okay. The FBI going back to the original FBI, the G-Man, they actually did a pretty good job on the J. Edgar in some ways.
He was a cross-dresser, though. He was a cross-dresser, though. He really, J. Edgar was a transvestite.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is he is what he was. But what I'm saying is that he under his tutelage, he got rid of a lot of the spies that's in this country, going all the way back to.
He did do that. Yeah,
I agree with you.
Yeah, he did a lot of even the transvestite, but he did corrupted it with his own. Personal agenda,
personal.
Though, and that's what started the whole damn corruption with election interference, because the FBI did do that too as well. That's how they got JFK, but also Hoover.
Yeah.
You know, he actually endorsed Hoover too as well.
Mm-hmm. But JFK actually is pretty strong on a level of stuff. Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to be good for, a good guy to be in there. That's a lot of people think that Trump might pick Kennedy as his VP.
I hope not. No. I don't want him. I don't want Kennedy. You do not want another Kennedy in there. No, because it's going to get Hillary. Believe it or not, he's good friends with Hillary. He even said that. So you don't want him. You do not want that corruption again. You don't want to have Hillary. You don't not want that. You do not want it, folks. No, no, no. You do not want it, because he actually was friends with Nancy Pelosi for a while, and he was friends with Chuck Schumer too. In the past, he was, and 25 years ago, he was friends with Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, well, a lot
and
of people. So was Trump.
Trump is not friends with Chuck Schumer anymore.
He was not anymore. But he is Kennedy right now, because Kennedy's being accused of being a denier on a bunch of stuff, including the booster and everything else.
Yeah, Kennedy's got a lot of baggage, though. That's the thing. He does have lobbyists, and he's also affiliated with the organized crime. You don't want that.
The other one that's actually leading VP candidate is DeSantis. That's why DeSantis is not attacking Trump personally.
For VP, I'm going to tell you this right now. For VP, I want Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr. Okay, I want the family. Okay, I like the family. Or Ron DeSantis, doesn't matter. Either way, I don't care. I do not want it. We do not want it, Mike Pence. We do not want a Pence in the. We do not want Pence the Rhino. We don't want Mittens either. Mittens is going to run, by the way. Mittens, Mitt Romney is going to run for president. There's going to be. You talk about this. The RNC. I'm not talking about the GOP. I'm talking about the RNC. The RNC has got. They have. They have the Pillsbury Doughboy. That's why I call Chris Christie. Remember I said that 10 years ago, Chris Christie?
Yeah, well,
he started running for president. The Pillsbury Doughboy. The Pillsbury Doughboy is back again, folks. He's back again. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to tell you something. We had one of our mega people, reporters that we talked to on the site through the truth is the truth.net website and stuff. One of the people that we talked to on occasion was she met him on the plane. She recognized him, and she took a picture of him sleeping across with two aisles. It looked like he had two seats. But my line, when he announced that he's running, he said maybe he's going to another Dunkin' Donuts or Krispy Kreme, because he loves to do, you know, he eats a lot.
Yeah,
but,
he loves both Krispy Kreme. I call him the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah. But
I don't know why you can't call him that. You only want to call him Pillsbury Doughboy than me for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Every time Chris Christie runs, the Pillsbury Doughboy's back.
He cannot go anywhere. He got screwed up when he used. He got pissed off at the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, and he was angry because he didn't want to support him. So what he did, what Chris Christie did was he screwed up the George Washington Bridge to destroy the Fort Lee for a period of time. And,
right, he did do that.
Yeah,
I know. We talked about that 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So
the fake news media can't even remember what happened 3 days ago, you know, with the submarine crisis. We knew about that submarine crisis that went down, you know, that the Merciful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Old dumb. They bought parts at Home Depot, Ace Hardware, and Lowe's.
Yeah, I know. It was put together by Shoestring.
Stupid.
And it was so dumb. And the kid, that 19-year-old kid.
The Green New Deal, folks, what happens?
Yeah, but it's not even that. The 19-year-old kid that died. The 19-year-old kid that went with his father because it was Father's Day. I didn't want to disappoint. He actually told his mom that he had a bad feeling about it. And he really didn't want to do it, but he didn't want to disappoint his father. And it turned out he was right. It imploded 12,000 feet down. It didn't even make it halfway.
Sunday.
But the Titanic complained another one. He's resting with all the people that lost lives in Titanic back in 1912. Look, it's always going to be that it's a burial ground, as one person said, and we should respect the burial ground. There's a lot of things we could do, you could send different things down, but to look around, but do it in a way that's respectful for the people.
Like James Cameron did, because he had, James Cameron went down there. He went down there a bunch of times. You know how he did that? By military. He used our military technology to do it correctly. And used everything they had from NASA to do the job. So that's what they had to do. These guys went with Home Depot, Ace Hardware, and Lowe's. You cannot do that, guys. You cannot use department stores to make a submarine. If you're going to do that, then you use a submarine down. And you know where you use this kind of subs? You know, if you're going to do something like that, you go not that's the beach, but you can go down to the Great Barrier Reef down Australia. Go explore that. It's very shallow. Use those kind of subs for that. If you're going to explore using submarines with Home Depot, Lowe's, and Ace Hardware parts, then you explore the Great Barrier Reef. It's very shallow.
Yeah.
You can't get lost in it. Don't use it on the Pacific Ocean. There's 20,000. The Pacific Ocean is 50,000 miles deep, guys.
It's deeper than the Atlantic Ocean.
So go to the Australian Ocean and explore the Great Barrier Reef. That's what you do guys.
Anyway, Mark, we're running down on time. Scarlett, do you have anything to say?
Well, thank you so much for having me on. We got the news done. What the fake news cannot do in 1 hour is incredible. We talked about everything, didn't we? We talked about everything that needed to happen.
We went down the list.
I have
15 different items. We went through it all. And then some.
I know we did. I know. I had the same mind as you did. Because I was ready, geared up for this kind of show. I was ready for it. So we talked about it, and that's what we do here. So thank you so much for having me on.
Anytime, Mark.
Good show. Great show. Great
thank
day.
You.
Good job.
It's,
so
thank you so much, Mark.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay, Scarlett, you still there? Hello. All right. Scarlett? I don't know. Anyhow, let me go and do a couple things. First of all, we got musical guests coming on. We're going to check that out in the next few days. And we got some good entertainment coming on. It's not all about the what's happening with the with the news and everything. We can't, you know, we could spend hours doing that, but we're not going to do that. It's going to be a dull show. So every once in a while we get musical guests on, we're going to do that and other stuff as we go along. And then, again, just two bills I want everybody to focus on, S-204. That is to get it in the Senate right now. Get your senators to vote for it. It's important to protect the babies that have been born because of a botched abortion, and they came out and still alive, and they require the doctors to treat them like preemies and make sure they have a life. And then you also got the other one, which is the Protect Children's Innocence Act, which will protect the kids from being attacked by the left and by the transgender gurus or the gruesome idiots or the devil, if you want to call them, that want to change the genders of people that God gave them. If you're born a boy, you're a boy. If you're born a girl, you're a girl. Nothing in between. If you have problems with that, get some psychiatric help to rebuild your self-esteem, self-confidence and stuff. You got to get used to your own skin. And do not allow the left to change that, because that's what they want to do. They want to destroy the country. Now, before we end the show, I'm going to play one song that we're going to do, that we're going to play, we haven't played in a while. We're never going to back down on what we're doing. We're exposing the buying crime syndicate and everything associated. Scarlett, if you're still there, if you want pizza in New York City, you're going to have a hard time finding it, because New York City rules crack down on coal, wood-fired pizzerias. They must cut carbon emissions up to 75%. That eliminates most of the pizza places and pizza parlors in New York City. So that's a big thing. And we also got breaking
news.
You know
what? Can I tell you something?
What?
You vote for it, you get it. You vote for it, you get it.
Yeah. And an online business has purchased the bankrupt retailer Bed Bath & Beyond. And we'll be in order to get stuff now from there, it's going to be online, and it's going to be done by Overstock.com. Overstock.com bought Bed Bath & Beyond.
Good for them. They became real big.
Yeah, and they're selling it strictly online, and they're closing all the stores in Florida, among other places.
Okay, they still have to warehouse it and do fulfillment and get the package out. So,
we actually went through 15 different things today and on today's show, and we got and I was able to read. I made sure I read word for word the text that Hunter Biden exposes Joe Biden as a co-conspirator co-defendant in bribery, extortion, and pay for play, and others. It's a done deal. They're criminal. It's treason, and it's exploding as we speak. Even the press secretary, the White House. It's under siege with questions by the press corps for the first time, and it's going to continue. Thank you, James Rosen, for reading what I read. That started it. Anyway, we've got 3 minutes to change. Anything you got to say before we end the show?
No. Everything's good. I just want to say to everybody, have a great half a week. I'll be back on Wednesday, and we'll see how events occur, and hopefully it'll play well, and we'll see what's going on. This is Scarlett Butler saying God bless America, God bless everyone. Bye.
And again, good night, everybody. Don't forget to tune in on Wednesday at 8 p.m. on the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show, Block Talk Radio. You can check us out at thetruthisthetruth.net. That's thetruthisthetruth.net. Be part of the show. Become a subscriber. Join the team. Be part of the truth. And thank you again, and good night, everybody.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, men who